It seems that no matter how the White House presents the facts, what the experts say, or how the figures add up, Americans say the recession never ended, at least according to a recent survey.
I think because of the unemployment crises, the lack of small businesses going out of business.
If you stop spending, you never get out of it, right?
I guess a lot of people are still in debt for various reasons. I mean, Americans aren't too good with saving.
The Strategy One Annual Holiday Shopping Index found that 79% of Americans believe that the U.S. is still in a recession, with only 10% of respondents saying that the economy will improve in 2011. Economist John Berlaw explains why.
Well, because unemployment's still at 9.8%, and they're still feeling that. The recession, some economic indicators have improved, but for many Americans, certainly for the 10% who are unemployed, it doesn't feel like improvement.
This is contrary to what economists have said. The U.S. was calculated to have emerged from its recession in June 2009, after it started in December, 2 years earlier. But apparently, this is not what the average American feels. The effects of the recession and the lack of a strong recovery are weighing in on Congress as lawmakers determine how to renegotiate tax rates for millions of Americans. Bush-era tax cuts are set to expire at the end of the year. Most Democrats want them to end for the richest of Americans. Most Republicans say now is not the time.
Too much giving to big corporations by the government. That's a backbreaker. And taxation is a ball buster. We're just getting taxed to death.
Despite official claims that the recession ended more than a year ago, its effects are still here, lingering like a bad cold. Its symptoms still felt in plodding employment and retail sectors.
No one can predict it. No one thought that unemployment would stay this high this long, and maybe it hopefully will change before you know it if Congress does the right thing and there's some divided government, which actually was good for the economy in the 90s.
People are swayed by reports that post-recession unemployment is at its highest level since World War II, as the official jobless rate climbed last month to 9.8%. Perhaps this is because for them, perception is greater than reality when it's really hard to find work. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.